Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast. The podcast that's always happy to lend you an egg, as long as it gets dibs on one of the corner brownies. I'm your host, Pete Pollock, and this week on the show, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. No, it's not an autobiography of me. It's the story of Jack Nicholson and his trip into, well, you'll find out. Coming up right after the end of the song. It's a great movie. I shouldn't blow that right in the beginning, should I? I'm supposed to lead up to that. This is the story of Jack Nicholson, who plays R.P. McMurphy. He is a recidivist criminal. He's just in and out of jail on a regular basis. And he's on a work farm, and he decides that he's going to kind of scam his way into going into a mental institution and get out of the work and, you know, have a cushy life, hang out with, some people who are having some real problems and, take it easy until the end of his sentence. Well, that's what he does. He gets transferred very successfully, and he meets, when he gets there, what I consider to be one of the screen's all-time great villains. And the villain in this case is Louise Fletcher. She's the actress. She's not the villain. But Louise Fletcher playing Nurse Ratched. And can you ever think of a better name for a horrible, horrible, just villainous nurse than Nurse Ratched? So you know right from the very beginning, when you meet Nurse Ratched, you're in for something special. And Louise Fletcher is one of those people who, I'm sure she's done a lot of things in her career, but everything I remember her for is playing a really, really horrible person. And she does it really, really well. So, you know, I'm not necessarily in favor of typecasting, but in this case, she totally pulls it off. She is she's very subtle. Her character is quiet and pretty much always controlled. And you know that she is totally evil all the time. And you gotta love that in a bad guy. There's no over the top, This is no crazy over the top performance. It's just a real subtle, real mellow, and very, very scary take on what a bad guy can be. So kudos to her. Now, you got a huge cast in this film. As far as the inmates are concerned, some of these people you've heard of, some of these people maybe you haven't, but most notably, you got Danny DeVito, you've got Christopher Lloyd, and you've got Jack Nicholson. And any movie that Jack Nicholson is in, I think, is probably worth watching. Even if it's a horrible movie, it's worth watching it for Jack Nicholson. Because he's pretty much one of those guys who's always entertaining on some level. You know, you just watch this guy do his thing, and he kind of plays Jack Nicholson a little bit, but he's just always fascinating to watch. In this case, he's an anti-hero because he is a criminal, but he comes into the institution and turns the whole thing upside down. He's just having fun and he's trying to act a little crazy, but what he does over time is he actually has more of a positive effect on the inmates, the people around him, the people with the problems. He has more of a positive effect than the entire staff in all the time that they've been there. And right up until the end, where you see him, he actually really starts to care about the people around him. He came in with the whole thing being kind of a big joke, and he develops into somebody who probably, arguably, gives more of a crap, if you want to say that, than anybody else in that building about the people that he's in there with. And it's a very moving, funny, and touching portrayal and storyline. There's some great laugh out loud moments. You gotta love some of the guys who are in there. I'm not entirely convinced that the majority of the guys who have the bulk of the screen time and are in the institution are realistic portrayals of mental illness. I that's probably not the case. Some of the people in the background, they look a little bit more real to me, what I would guess. But the people in the foreground, they have their quirks and they're weird and they're silly and whatnot. And they're probably not realistic, but they really are interesting. And they have there's a great chemistry between pretty much everybody on this cast, even the bad guys. So one oddity in this film is the doctor. There's a doctor who's in charge of the institution, and he is he doesn't seem to really have a job except to like a grade school principal. He kind of sits in his office and waits for people to be sent there. Not that that's all grade school principals do. I realize they have other jobs, but that's all this guy you ever see him do is he never seems to really interact with the patients unless they get in trouble. Usually that's the Jack Nicholson character, and they get sent into his office and he evaluates them or has a discussion with somebody or whatnot. And he just basically seems to be locked in the office all the time. Except for, you know, maybe once or twice. But really, it's the nurses who seem to be running the asylum, as it were. And the nurses are not really doing anybody much good, as you can probably gather from everything I've said leading up to this point. So the movie has a couple of rather dark turns in it, and I don't want to give anything away, but there are some dark turns in this movie. So it's not one of those things that you're probably going to want to watch, pull off the shelf and, gather the family around Christmas Eve and pop in the DVD player. But it is a film that's worth seeing more than once. Definitely, for sure. So I'm calling this one a buy it. And I think that if you buy it and watch it, you know, maybe not every week, but maybe once every year or two, I think you will be very happy with your choice, because it's a great film all the way around. And it does, in spite of the darkness, there is a somewhat mildly triumphant ending that is worth sticking around for. So it covers a lot of ground. I can always appreciate that in a Best Picture. One might argue that that's what Best Pictures are for. Next week is Rocky. I've seen this one a half dozen times probably. But you could still argue that it's maybe an odd choice for a Best Picture. It's a boxing film. But Best Picture it was. And we won't argue with the Academy's choice. We will merely review the film and discuss it next week. And I'm using the editorial we, of course. Last time I used the editorial we, I got locked in it and I had to call the fire department. Okay, bad joke. Anyway, until next week, I remain Pete Pollock. This is the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast, a production of the Big Noisy Bug Media Empire, firing up Rocky as we speak. See you soon.